And now for something completely...
Bristol Pride! Bristol Pride!
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Steph Barnett. And today's show is a Pride special.
Darren's going to be in here giving us a full rundown of this year's Pride. And Martin's been talking with Jim Bellchamber.
What's he got to do with Shout Out? You will find out later in the show.
All that and more coming right here in the next hour on Shout Out.
Did I catch you out?
Bouncy,
then?
Bouncy.
That was my fault because I was
talking. You caught me singing.
Well, yeah, I do try and do that.
I do that on everyone else. So, yeah, got me out. You got me back. Yeah.
It's always very funny when you catch someone out doing that. So, and hello, boys.
Hello.
Good evening. Sorry, men. No, boys. That'll do this for me. Yeah. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
And hello, Ivan.
Good evening.
So, heatwave. Did you hear that?
Tell me about the news.
Before we went out. Heatwave next week.
Best in pants weather.
I know it's due to kind of like thunder and lightning this weekend, apparently.
I think we'd be stripping in the studio anyway. It's damn hot in here.
After you.
It used to be. We should explain if you're listening at home. Because like there's so much kit in here, there's aircon in the studio. And it hasn't worked there for how many months? It was winter when it packed up and it was kind of fine. You just opened the window, it was minus 10 outside. But now it's kind of summer, it is roasting in here, isn't it?
It's like the Sahara Desert, but with less sand.
Yeah, and nowhere moves unless someone fluffs.
Only you.
Come on, move on.
We're only 2 minutes in, the tone's gone way down.
I know,
already.
Yeah, still. Anyway, Darren's in today, so we're going to be talking all about Pride, which is great. It's only a couple of weeks away, can you believe it? Oh. Like 2 weeks, I think it is.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. I really hope the weather stays like this. Don't you?
It would be very,
It'd be
very
great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not for those in the rainbow tent. Well. Not for those in the rainbow tent.
Yeah, because you're in there with Bivisible, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Cool. So now, the reason we dragged you into the show, of course, is because we have something a little bit more serious that we kind of need to cover and talk about to do with some recent events that's going on. What was the name of the night in question?
Well, the night was called Danger Zone. It happens every third Saturday of the month, I think, and it happens in the top half of the Hatchet. It's two club events that happen. It's Danger Zone and Being Boiled. Danger Zone is very much sort of like...
The dance nights, are they?
Yeah, they're both dance nights. Then they're very much sort of 80s. 90s rock, alternative goth, new romantic.
Right up your street.
Oh yeah, I love it, absolutely. I've been to them before and they are really good, but there was a situation that happened this Saturday that did include a trans male who was using the toilet, who then ended up getting cornered by four guys. We're guessing maybe drunk. We're not fully aware yet, but most likely drunk. It was towards the end of the evening. And they cornered him. They asked to see his Adam's apple. They asked to see the bulge in his trousers, not to, you know, get into vulgar sort of language here. To the point where one of them actually cornered him from getting out of the door. So basically put their foot up against the wall, stopping them from exiting the toilet.
So they identified the fact that he was trans.
Yeah. Whether they identified or not, they had no right to, you know, insinuate that
that was why they were picking on him.
Basically picking on him because he was trans, or either that or he was just, you know, a very effeminate looking male, because it is an 80s alternative night as well. You know, people go dressed up, they wear makeup, they have their hair in, you know, crazy styles, and so you can understand how some guys might get a little bit funny about that if they see a guy wearing makeup, which...
We should point out, we're reporting on this because you had it reported to you.
Yes, I had it reported to me, yeah.
By the person in question. Yeah. So it's not that this has just come out of the blue. They've actually contacted Shout Out about it.
Yes,
so
they have.
Now, it happened at the Hatchet.
Yeah.
We haven't had a response from the Hatchet as yet,
No, we haven't had a response from the Hatchet. As much as they have been in contact and there is going to be a meeting between the hatchet and the guy in question and a couple of his friends who are also the event organisers for Being Boiled, who weren't involved in the incident but wanted to help out.
Okay.
To find out how, you know, they can make, you know,
do we know their initial thoughts? I mean, is this, were the hatchet aware that this had happened at the time?
The hatchet is aware that it happened now. Unfortunately, one of the landlords is away on holiday at the moment, and it was being talked about on Facebook, and so they are aware of the situation, and the organisers of Danger Zone were also aware of the situation, were also aware of the, you know, severity of the situation, and they've made a, you know, a statement on Facebook saying, you know, this won't be tolerated if you do have any problems.
That's from the
with
hatchets.
This. And but that's from Danger Zone, who arranged the event. The hatchets only books out the venue to the club nights.
Were the police involved?
The police are involved now. They're going to be talking to the guy who was harassed, getting a proper statement for him, and they're also going to get a statement from the gentleman who stopped him from leaving the toilet. Unfortunately, they don't know the names of the other three guys who were stopping him from leaving the toilet. So,
right. So it's probably going to be CCTV job and that.
Probably,
that kind of
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm. You're going to keep on top of the story, and hopefully we'll report back on it in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
And they've actually had a meeting and had a chance to discuss it. And hopefully, we can actually get a statement from the hatchet and the organisers of the event as well, which would be good. But be all and end all of it is, if something like that happens to you, make sure you report it.
Yes, definitely.
They're at the time to the security, and also, especially when it's this serious, it really should involve the police as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, in Bristol, there are two LGBT liaison officers with the police, and they're both very lovely ladies. I've met them both, and they'll be happy enough to take your situation seriously and to get it escalated forward to something much more serious. And also, there's the Bristol Hate Crime Line as well, that are also much more than happy enough to help.
Cool. And there is still info up on our website, actually, because we had them on a few weeks ago talking about LGBT hate crime. So not a nice one to be reporting on, but hopefully the hatchet and the organisers will come back with some positive results and some ways to prevent it from happening again.
Yes,
hopefully.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but thanks for letting us know about that.
Not
one.
A problem.
So we're going to move straight on to other events of a more happier nature as I go, Ivan, ready for your jingle?
I certainly am.
So, Outshouts, what have we got? It's kind of like summer. There's probably hundreds of things going on, isn't it?
I'm going to start with a bit of glamour.
Oh.
Glamour.
Glamour.
Glamour photography shoot. It's to do with Bristol Pride. And in fact, anybody will look glamorous because it's to do with the First Bus's promotion tomorrow, or rather on Pride Day. They're giving us all free rides in the city area on the bus if you have a wristband. But in order to promote it, they're having a photo shoot tomorrow. Anybody's going to look good in front of a bus, aren't they? Seriously. They really are.
What colour?
They really are.
Is it going to be rainbow?
Well, do you know, we haven't been told yet, because everywhere else seems to be getting a rainbow bus, rainbow train, rainbow taxi, but, you know, you never know. It might be a rainbow bus. We don't know yet.
Rainbow bikes.
Yeah, so anyway, the guys, the organisers from Pride... I'll get a bike, yeah. The organisers from Pride would like everybody, well, as many people as possible, to come down to the Broadway bus stop, which is the bus stop opposite Harvey Nicks down at Castle Park, for a photo shoot tomorrow. That's Friday, June 26th. Sorry if you're listening to the podcast. At 1:30 in the afternoon, and have your picture taken.
Cool.
Along with another group of LGBT people, and
I think you and I are going to be there, aren't we?
We are going to be there.
We're going to be there.
We are, absolutely.
I'm on my lunch break, so I hope it's not going to be hours and hours, else I'll get in trouble. But I think
it's going to be 10 minutes or so. Yeah. It shouldn't be too long.
Yeah. So that's photo taken with the bus. That's never happened before.
Well, who's going to come out prettier? This
first
is the question.
For
it is a first bus.
Yes, you're right.
Yes. Oh, they're all coming out today.
Groan.
So, moving on.
Yeah, a couple of other quickies. Yeah, a couple of things happening for a bit of exercise now, actually. July the 1st, two things. Walkout are doing a meet at the Watershed at 10:30, but a gentle stroll around the harbour side. So that's nice and easy. So
stroll in the sunshine.
Yeah, or bring a parasol.
So is that exercise? That says more relaxing to me.
Well, if you're walking, it's gentle exercise, isn't it? It's better
than not if you're eating biscuits.
It's better than, that's true. It's better than sitting on the couch watching the telly.
True, yes.
And if you want something a little bit more racy, so to speak, between 6 and 9 o'clock, Cycle Out are doing a 3-hour cycle ride, and that's meet at the Queen's Square, and they explore the many urban cycle routes in and around Bristol, so you probably need to be a little bit fitter for that. So there you go.
Cool.
Bit of exercise, July the 1st.
And another first. Are you on Night Shout?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, poor Lucy was going to do it, wasn't she? God bless her. But she's the other side of the world or something.
Thrown in at the deep
end. Not the other side of the world, quite. The other side of Europe.
Yeah, bless her. Be long distance out shout.
Yeah, so, best outfits for tomorrow for the photography shoot. You know, something colourful. That'd be good.
Rainbow,
rainbowy, colourful. Yeah.
Can we bring pride flags? I guess you can.
Bring whatever you like. Yeah. Within reason.
yes. You must be covered up, I think, is the phrase they use.
Yes, yes. I think there's probably is a dress code in public.
Cool. Especially opposite Harvey Nicks. There's got to be a dress code.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, that would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
They love us there, though.
I know, yes. Harvey Nicks does love the gays.
They do.
It's because they spend too much money.
We keep the bar running.
I know, it's terrible. I say that. I've never been in Harvey Nicks yet. I really must at some point. Yeah.
You missed out.
No, I know, but I know what the prices are like.
So. Oh, well. They do a cheap
hefty. So. Anyway, sorry, right, I'm digressing. Are you done?
That's cool. I'm done now.
Brilliant.
I'm off.
If you throw a boomerang and it doesn't come back, it's a stick.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
This year's Bristol Pride 2015 kicks off on the 3rd of July, with a week's worth of events, including the Queer Film Festival, the Comedy Night, plus many more. We're even seeing the return of the dog show this year. It all culminates on the 11th of July with a massive great party taking place in Castle Park. Confirmed acts on the main stage include Nikki French, Ryan Dolan, Bucks Fizz, Tina Cousins and Heather Small. Whether you're stuck at home or plan to come join us on the day, tune in to BCFM 93.2 because Shout Out will be broadcasting from midday all the way through to when the main stage closes.
The event is free, but why not perk it up a bit with a day supporter wristband for just a fiver? They give you great discounts throughout Pride, including money off at the bars and food stalls on the day.
Or better still, get a day and night supporter wristband for just £15, which will give you all that, plus free entry to the evening event at the Queen's Shilling and free or discounted entry to other partner Pride events. For all the Pride details and how to support this great week of events, visit pridebristol.co.uk.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Shut up and dance. I know, I played this the other week. And Natalie did shut up and dance.
Did
and
she
Steph
really?
And Steph was dancing along there as well. So.
And I shut up for once.
But these, I'm playing nothing but songs that are in the charts today. And they're kind of like, all like, I think top five and above, actually. But there was some really, really good music this week. So I thought, well, sod it, we'll play it. So get you in the mood for summer and pride.
We're there.
Oh, that finishes ever so quick, doesn't it? I forgot about that. Right, let's get some news.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, 25th of June 2015.
Rainbow World Fund is a San Francisco-based charity which aims to link the activism of the LGBT communities to global humanitarian need. The crew there says they recently returned from a fourth humanitarian journey to Cuba, where they support programs for HIV-positive children and those affected by the illness, as well as projects promoting LGBT human rights. Pics are up now on their website with some highlights of the trip, including their participation in the LGBT Pride celebration in Havana. The group says that everyone they met on the trip was very hopeful about the shift in Cuba-US relations.
IBM called off its ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Baton Rouge headquarters of the technology company's new services center in Louisiana. The decision came after Governor Bobby Jindal passed an executive order allowing businesses to turn away those who conflict with their religious beliefs. A bill that legally protects discrimination based on same-sex marriage status will create a hostile environment for our current and prospective employees and is antithetical to our company's values, IBM's James Dreyas wrote in an April letter to Jindal against enacting the bill.
The website Think Progress reports that a new academic study of research into the lives of children of same-sex couples proves that they thrive and do not suffer from poorer life opportunities. The study was made by the University of Denver and examined dozens of previous research findings dating back to the 1980s. It found that scientific studies have been showing there is no negative value in having same-sex parents. The study further went on to refute the methodology of the one study which is often quoted by opponents of LGBT civil rights. Read more at the Think Progress website.
Shayla Baylor will be a member of Harvard's men's swimming team when he enters college as a freshman in the fall. This makes him the first openly trans man to compete on a US college men's swimming team. Come out, be visible, don't be miserable. The world is changing and you do have options, said Baylor to Ever Trans athletes.
Autostraddle, which is a lesbian opinion website, has published a much reposted article by Elena, a woman of colour who identifies as queer. We cry with Charleston, how I'm healing as a black queer Christian looks at the aftermath of the white supremacist attack on a largely African-American church and the feelings generated in the black gay communities. Check out her full article and take part in the discussion via our website link.
A mural depicting LGBT Latinos in San Francisco was vandalised multiple times last week, and now the artists are facing threatening and offensive comments on social media. The mural, created by Manuel Paul of the Maricon Collective, features a gay couple, a lesbian couple, and a trans man with the words "Por Vida." The gallery and the artist have received homophobic messages on their Instagrams. The gallery hopes to replace the mural again, but this time they're asking the community for help by donating funds. The gallery also plans to host a community forum in the future. If you can make a donation for the restoration of the artwork, if you visit the Shoutout website and follow the link to the donation website.
And finally, we've all heard the old adage that gay men are fond of musical theatre. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes there's a camp reality beyond the stereotype, and this weekend Shoutout's very own Ivan launches his new programme of show tunes and songs from the musicals. His programme, Hot Bears Showtime, starts on Sunday at 3 p.m. on Pirate Nation Radio, one of a family of small business radio stations that broadcast the Shoutout programme. Pirate Nation broadcasts online and is easily Googled. So, feather boas at the ready, boys and girls. The show sets sail this Sunday afternoon.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Niall Addicott.
And Natalie.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
And you listen to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
I don't like it. I love it. A bit like Pride, really. That's Flo Rida with Robin Thicke. You might recognise voices. So, right, it's that time.
Your attention, please. The next feature at the station is Your Guide to Pride. Thank you.
So he's back. I'm amazed you've got time to actually get away. Oh. To be 100% honest, Darren's here in the studio with us. So I brought you something. Hang on, let me go like that. And if I go, that's a recording of last year's background. I thought it might make you remember what it was like.
I think I might just be having a bit of a traumatic flashback now.
How are you, anyway?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
It's like, well, we the two weeks this weekend.
Well, yeah.
Well, actually, it kicks off before that, doesn't it?
It kicks off next week, so yeah, it's scarily, it's here, which is great because it means there's light at the end of the tunnel for me and some sleep in about 2 weeks' time, so that's great.
You must sleep for England, though, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, I have to go straight back to work, but yeah, no, it's really good. I feel so happy and positive. Like, this year's event is, I'm so proud of it.
Which is brilliant as well. I mean, because we keep talking about it, but you've literally had almost no funding at all this year compared to the previous years.
Yeah,
it's still, from the look of the programme, looks like it's huge.
Yeah, I mean, and it is unfortunate we had to cut a few things. So some of the stuff that we would really like to have done this year, we've just not been able to do.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's what means if we don't get funding, we can't do stuff. But
yeah, I think you've done something really important as well. You've kept it free.
Yeah.
For people who can't afford it.
That is so important. And I think, you know, the message is the fact that, you know, everyone who comes to Pride will be asked for a £3 donation. And that's what we need. We need that magic number, £3 per person who comes into Pride. But for those that really can't afford it, you know, just give what you can. And those who can afford it, just get the £5 wristband, because that would be a massive help to us.
So. Yes. Now, I mentioned it to you before we went on it, so we need to clarify, because it is one of the biggest questions we've had asked.
Okay.
Is because first I've been advertising that if you've got a wristband, you get free travel. And those people are going, well, I got a ticket, I don't get my wristband until I get down there. Mm. But as you just said, you're opening a shop, so you can get your wristbands before, aren't
you? That's right. So this weekend, unit 69, it's on the first floor of the Cabot Circus. So it's up by the Starbucks and opposite the Jungle Rumble. We were there before.
It's up in the top, isn't it?
Pop-up shop. It's opening on Saturday, and people can come down with their tickets and exchange that for a wristband in advance. So you've got 2 weeks now to come and get your wristbands.
Fab. What kind of time is it open till? Because of course most people work.
We opened the usual hours. Wishing my life away, but I will be there from 9 till 8 p.m.
Good lord, you're still late.
11 till 5 on the Sunday.
Cool.
So yeah, we'll be open, and of course we've got all the events in the week, and we'll have wristbands of those. So if you want to come and exchange your ticket for a wristband,
but if you do get a wristband, don't put it on till the day, else you can't take it off until after the day.
Yeah, so if you've got it on, you've got to keep it on.
You've got to keep it on, yeah, because they're them weird ones that you rip apart, aren't they?
Tyvek, I think they're called, or something, aren't they?
So, but that's cool, because then that means, and then it's, what did you say, inner zone travel is only free.
The inner zone. So I guess that's around, so it's up to Clifton, Templemead Station, so it doesn't mean you can come in from Bradley Stoke.
Oh, yeah, so if you're living in Hartcliffe, we've got, I think we have put a PDF map from the bus, first bus, on our website, so you can make a quick check of that. Or look what inner zone means.
Yeah, I know. Well, it used to be, it was numbered, wasn't it, before?
Yeah.
I think it's changed. Yeah. So, but we've got a photo shoot tomorrow, haven't we?
We have, yes. So it's at, 1 o'clock.
1:30.
Thank you. Is it going to be a sexy single decker or a sexy double decker?
I think it's going to be a sexy double decker. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be a rainbow bus like London have got.
No, that'd be so cool.
You know, look, we're taking our first steps that way, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we're going to have a word with the council, because we don't even get like a rainbow zebra crossing.
I know, we've asked for one.
Yeah, I know.
I've nagged and nagged for his bus, but they're not taking the hint.
No, well, maybe next year. But yeah, so there's a photo shoot tomorrow at 1:30. It's at Broad Weir, which is the bus stop just opposite Piccadilly and Robert Rees Estate Agents, and please come along if you can. We want to make it look nice and busy and popular. So yeah, 1:30 photo shoot, come along.
So new stuff this year, we've got roller disco.
It
almost came off a few years back, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then didn't. So it's a new thing this year.
Yeah, so it is a new thing this year. We did try and do it last year, but because of the state of the Castle Park, unfortunately, it couldn't happen.
That's after Love Saves the Day, wasn't it?
Let's not churn that up again. No, yeah. Good pun intended. So we have managed to put a roller disco in. So it's a nice new feature to the site. You get £1 off going on that with your wristband. So another money-saving thing you can do by getting a wristband. Otherwise, it's going to be a £4 charge just to help us cover the cost of putting it in there. But it's going to be great fun, really exciting. And the roller derby, Bristol Roller Derby team, are going to come down and they'll be showing you some moves and showing some of their moves and just, you know, helping you with some confidence on the skate rink if you haven't got that. So.
Cool. Yeah. And the rest of it, I noticed it's kind of similar to last year, isn't it? You've got the big market up the top by the church, and then there's the big rainbow tent, and then the main stage is the same area, isn't it? Same kind of angle
Unfortunately, there's still some site redevelopment going on in Castle Park, and I think that's either just started or is going to be starting very soon, so we're not able to use that side of the park again, so it will be the same layout as last year.
Cool. You mean the other side where that fun fair was?
Yeah, where the fun fair was before in the bandstand. We can't use that side of the park.
Right.
So, but yeah, I would think the layout works really, really well.
It's nice because it's on a hill, so people can still see the stage.
Yeah, great for seeing the stage. And what's really important to us is it's great for accessibility as well. So anyone who's got a wheelchair or mobility needs, they can come along and they can still access everything on the site. So I'm really proud of that as well.
Cool. And how's the whole going generator free thing? Is that giving you headaches, or are we going to put it off?
Do you know, that was initially a bit of a headache. It was quite an ambitious thing to do, and it actually does cost quite a bit of money to do as well. You know, it's ridiculous that it's actually cheaper for us to put in loads of generators on site and churn out a load of carbon. But thankfully, EDF Energy are our sponsor for this, our green energy sponsor, and they are helping us fund this. So
it
is going ahead. We are going generator free.
How does that work then, Darren?
So we'll just be using mains power instead.
Right. But not like your home domestic 30 amp socket, is it?
EDF
going to come in and like give big cable somewhere, I presume.
Yeah, so there's lots of additional cabling that has to go in. Some of that has to be wired up in through the trees as well to keep it out of the way.
Oh, good lord.
So there was lots of logistics to think about there. But
we can run off one plug. So as long as you give us a plug, we'll broadcast all day. We'll be fine.
And Freedom Youth will be there with a pedal power stage as well. We can all chip in on that.
So, and of course, loads of things leading up to it as well. Are we allowed to say what this thing in the park is on the Friday yet?
We can do, yes, to some degree.
go on, give us, because everyone's kind of, because they've seen the lips and they've seen, I noticed on Facebook they banned you from sharing haven't they? Because it's too seductive.
Too seductive. The bite of a lip is too seductive. So do be careful.
I do love Facebook. Yeah. They do very have funny, some funny rules.
Some of the really vitriolic homophobic stuff you're allowed to post and share, and there's some of the groups that are allowed to be on there, but a bite of a lip not allowed.
I know, that is weird, isn't it? Really weird.
But no, it's Friday the 10th of July. It's in Castle Park, and I am really, really excited about this event. We're teaming up again with the Shakespeare Festival, which we do every year because they're on at the same time as us, and it's going to be a bit of culture, but it's a bit of culture mashup. So it's we've called it a Midsummer's Time Warp, we will be having performers that are performing the Midsummer Night's Dream, so extracts of that. We've also got some people from Circa Media who are going to be performing some acrobatic interpretations of Midsummer Night's Dream, which will then warp into a cult classic queer favourite. And you can take from Time Warp what you will.
Time Warp, it kind of gives it... Are you actually screening the whole film then?
We're screening a film. I can't tell you which film we're screening, but, you know.
Have you bought your tight shirt?
I've got gold hot pants. What are you on about? So that's really exciting. So we are encouraging people to dress up. It's going to be a really fun, enjoyable event for people to engage with. And I think, you know, one of the things that is quite prescriptive when you go and see something like this in a theatre is that you can't do all the shouting, you can't do, you know, all the things you like to do when you're watching a certain film. You're allowed
to do that. Stuff
no throwing year, stuff, though, because obviously that's not great for the park and the environment, and obviously it's a health and safety nightmare. But we are allowed to squirt a bit of water, so you might get a little bit wet.
Oh, okay.
No, you won't. You won't.
You're going to be there with the water pistol.
I might be at the front. with the water pistol on. But yeah,
cool. Cool.
So now, that's really good.
Main stage. My God, you got some good acts this year.
Yeah, I know.
You've
right?
even got Bucks Fizz coming.
Even got Bucks Fizz coming.
Are they going to whip the skirts up?
We've been asked to put in a quick change area, so I'm hoping that they will. Yeah.
I was expecting you to say, "Oh no, they don't do that anymore."
Oh, they don't.
Well, that's quite cool.
I don't know. Well, I can't guarantee anything, of course, on Pride Day, but I'm hoping they will. Yeah.
And Justin Utley, who we've had performing, is coming all the way across from the States, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's Pride. Amazing. You know, a big favorite with the community here. Loads of people are, you know, really excited about him. But yeah, you know, how amazing is that he's coming all the way over to specifically perform for us? So that's great.
And that's very sweet.
And, you know, and that's some of the things I think we're very lucky for. And I think one of the benefits of us being, you know, a Pride that is about community, a Pride that is free to attend, people will go the extra mile for you. And, you know, for example, Bucks Fizz, you know, they are back on tour. They're back together, back on tour. They're making a very special stop in Bristol specifically for Pride in the middle of their world tour for us. That's amazing.
That is really sweet.
Yeah, so we're really, really lucky. And I think that's, you know, some of the great stuff that we can be really proud of that we do differently.
I could mention hundreds. I won't, because it's all in the programme. The programme's out. We've plastered it everywhere, all over our social stuff. I think you have too.
And it's good on the website,
like
Nikki
French and Nikki French. Who I won? Of course,
we've got Heather Small.
So I very nearly had that "What have you done today?" thing. I thought that was a little bit too cheesy. Yeah.
Don't you like the programme that's on the website? You can actually
the issues. It's quite cool, isn't it?
But yeah, we've got Marnie from Ladytron, and that's really exciting. Amelia Lilly, Kim Mazzell, as you say, Nikki French.
And all kicks off with favourite Sing Out, as always.
Sing Out, of course.
So now tell me about the march, because of course that's the thing that everyone kind of starts off with, first of all.
Yeah.
Are we going from Queen Square again?
We are going from Queen Square again. Now, I'll probably just take this opportunity to say that no one told us, but the Comedy Garden is on at Queen Square this year at the same time as us.
Oh, is it?
So, so we are limited in the space that we do have, but we are gathering in Queen Square, and that'll be the end nearest Perez Bridge.
Right.
So we do have a bit of green space that we can all gather on there. But if people come along and see big tops and fencing.
Have you seen Google Earth?
Yes, yeah.
And if you go on Google Earth you look at Queen
Square,
you can see the big flag out from, I think it was two years ago.
Yeah, and if you scroll over to Castle Park, you can see the festival as well. That's really exciting. But yeah, so we're starting in Queen Square again.
So what time do people need to be there if they want to be part of it?
We're
going to
be there from 10 o'clock, and we're going to be doing the wristband exchange. We're saying, you know, come from 10, but make sure you start gathering from 10:30. We will be leaving at 11 sharp.
Cool.
Because we're a longer parade this year. So
yes, going for miles this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long do you reckon it's going to take?
I think it probably will take the full hour.
Yeah.
So we're ready to start the parade at 12. And if we're running late, I might just start, you know, cattle prodding people from the back just to make sure. But yeah.
Where does it go? Because it used to go almost from there directly to the park, didn't it? So where's it going that's different this year?
So we're going to go up Baldwin Street. So we're going to go up Baldwin Street, along Wine Street. And then instead of going into the park at that point, we're going to be going down Unity Street, or might be Union Street.
Union Street.
Oh dear.
Past the old cinema.
You can tell I'm getting a bit tired now. So go down Union Street, past the Odeon Cinema, then all the way around the horse fair, around to Cabot Circus, and then up into Castle Park from the old market entrance. So really long and visible route. And you know, that's something that we've listened to. People have said to us, you know, can we have a longer route? It's been quite hard because obviously the logistics of thousands of people walking through the city is quite hard to do, especially with traffic and stuff. But Highways team from the council have been great, and they've helped us achieve this longer route, so that's been fantastic.
And it's nice because the traffic stops, and at first they seem a little bit annoyed, and you see all the faces. Then they realise it's Pride, and they just see these rainbow flags, and the next thing they're out of their car, kind of
beeping
their horns and waving and stuff. So that's pretty good. And one of the things, I don't know whether you've seen or not, because it wasn't in time for us to put it in the programme, but the LGSM, the Lesbian and Gay Support the Minors, are coming, and they will be leading the parade.
That's brilliant. Really, really good.
And that's something, again, that we've been really proud, again, to be a little bit different to other Pride events, not boasting or anything like that, but, you know, something that we're proud of here, the LGSM leading the parade, and Geffen Roberts opening the festival as well. So that's something
fantastic.
I'm really proud that we've been able to make happen, and I think that'll be a real inspiration to people to hear the LGSM speaking about where we've come from, our history, finding out what is Pride about.
Funny enough, it's one of the things our next After Dark is going to cover, the history of Pride. I have a funny feeling we might be talking to you about it if you'd be up for it. But now we're out of time.
Not yet.
But we haven't even mentioned the comedy festivals back. The film festival was twice the size this year. In fact, it goes on throughout most of the year, doesn't it? Good old Jane. And there's so many other things I want to talk about, but I guess the most important thing is, where do people go to get all the info and buy the tickets and the like to support?
So everything, all the information you need is on our website, which is pridebristol.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter at WeAreFest. Bristol Ticket Shop are selling all the tickets, so you can go to them. Of course, you can come and see us in our pop-up shop in Cabot Circus. So there's loads of ways to get information. And I would just say there's some really important events going on in the week. So theatre, comedy, and our domestic violence talk is on Thursday the 2nd. I think that's something really important that we should all be aware of.
Cool.
So have a look at what we're doing, please.
As much as it's fun, it is still a serious message.
There's loads of serious messages behind what we're doing, and we're showcasing the community. And I think even if it's not something that you're particularly thinking of, I'll come along to, come and support it, because some of these events will be fundraisers for us. So the more you come to, the more we can try and raise money for Pride Day. So
cool. Have an even bigger Pride next year as well, which would be great. So well, listen, as always, it's brilliant to catch up with you again, because I know, especially 2 weeks before, you're so busy. But we will be there all day. Do tune in to both BCFM and Pirate Nation are going to be taking us all day, so 93.2 across the centre if you're on your way down, etc. We will be talking to Sarah on the day, we'll be talking to all the acts, and we'll be giving you all the traffic and travel, car parking, and letting you know what's going on, and even playing some of the stuff on the main stage too. So but from all of us here, enjoy the next 2 weeks.
Thank you.
And we'll see you when you come out of hibernation afterwards.
Definitely. Cool.
I think, Darren, it's thank you.
Thank you. It wouldn't be the party of it.
Well, there's loads of people involved as well, so I'll extend that thank you to all our volunteers.
Good.
So thank you.
Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Are you with me? Are you with me?
That's Are You With Me by Lost Frequencies. It's quite good, wasn't that one? So,
a nice name for a group. Lost Frequencies.
Can't wait for Pride.
I know, it's going to be exciting. Isn't it?
It's going to be great, isn't it? So, now, if you've been following us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll have noticed that there's been lots of photos going out asking, who's this and what's that? And we thought it's about time that we kind of released all and let you know what's going on. Every now and again, Martin Spilacy, who is a really good friend of ours, throws a little gem from his nostalgia show. And this is one with a lovely interview of the 60s actor Bell Chamber. It may not be obvious at first why we're playing this on Shout Out, but do stick with it because it's well worth it.
One of the very great perks of doing my nostalgia show on Saturday lunchtimes is that I get to interview amazing actors from our TV screens of yesteryear. And one such actor is a lovely man called Jim Bellchamber. Now in his late 80s, Jim was a familiar face to fans of cult 60s TV shows like The Avengers and Randall and Hopkirk Deceased. I recently caught up with him in his Portsmouth home, where he spoke candidly about his relationship with another iconic cult television and film actor, the spy catcher himself, the great Bernard Archer.
I directed with Bernard Archer a company for about 3 years, a travelling rep company. I also was with him at Chrome when we directed there. I met Bernard first just after I came out of the army. I was understudying and walking on and doing little bits at the opening of Theatre Regent's Park. And one of the other actors said, why don't you contact the Glyndebourne Children's Theatre? I know they're casting because I've worked with them. And he gave me the name of the person to contact, which I did, and immediately got a part. And it was to open at the Edinburgh Festival in 1948. It was a play called Androcles and the Lion, and the leading actor was a guy called Bernard Archard, who gave me an apple, and I suppose that's when I fell hook, line and sinker for Bernard. And it was a long while before we actually got together, and we remained together for 60 years.
That's remarkable in an industry where most heterosexual marriages seem to last about 2-3 years. Managing 60 years together is pretty amazing. What do you think the secret was?
As in all marriages, because it wasn't officially a marriage, but as soon as it was possible, we became civil partners. And that the press were onto that quite quickly, actually. But I managed to fray them a bit. They were quite good about it, actually. But what was it like? A give and take, I think. We both couldn't be successful. Not really. I suppose I elected not to be, really, because I thought he was the better actor, and I thought he was the cat's whiskers.
1747.
You're telling me of legend and hearsay. All this happened, if it did happen, centuries ago.
True. But not only that. In 1864... there was a severe outbreak recorded in the Tyrol. In 1870, 33 deaths in Lithuania baffled conventional medicine, yet every victim bore the vampire's mark. And Reitzler himself is investigating a severe outbreak during the last 5 years in Transylvania.
He was next door to being a saint. He was so kind and so... he was a conscientious objector during the war. And he saw more of the war than I did. That's a fact. He was put on the land, and he was actually strafed by a Messerschmitt, and it killed the cow he was milking, but not him. He was on a farm which was run by the Quakers, and there was a sort of halfway house for people of the Quaker belief who were coming from sedentary jobs and put on the land. So it was kind of like a college, and he was a tutor really in that. And it was near, not far from Glyndebourne, and he used to, when he could, play with the little theatre in Lewes. And Audrey Mildmay said to Bernard after the war, if you have difficulty getting a job, we'll see if we can help you. And that's how he got into the Glyndebourne Children's Theatre, which was her baby, actually. And the idea was to produce theatre to a very high standard, because she thought children should see the best. And that's what we had, really, in that theatre. Angela Brown said Bernard was only one step away from Nirvana. I think she's got it right, and that's probably where he is now.
If the Mayans have taught us anything,
is that if you don't finish something, it's not the end of the world.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
That made you laugh, Terry. So you know a thing or two about those actors, don't you? So.
I know, well, I know a little bit about Bernard Archer, who was the partner of Jim, as you heard in the, yeah, the article. And yes, he appears in a very classic, considered one of the great Doctor Who stories of its 1970s period, called Pyramids of Mars, in which he plays Professor Scarman, Marcus right. Scarman, who is possessed by the evil Sutek, who is an Egyptian god, who's really an alien, you see, because it's all explained in alien terms with Doctor Who. But it's a classic, and it's very much influenced by Gothic horror. It's a great story, and there's probably clips on YouTube.
It was
probably without permission of the BBC, but go and check it out. And then if you like it, go and buy the DVD. It is available.
It was back when I used to hide behind the sofa when Doctor Who.
Oh, no, this story was 1974, so it was before you were around.
Oh, it was before I was born. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
And it is a classic, and that's who
we don't ask. I never said a thing. Then you just looked at me.
That was you were giving me a shifty
look. I was only just about. In Tom Baker's era as Doctor Who. That's what Martin alluded to in that excellent feature for his brilliant programme.
You were 21.
Yeah. In 1974. Ooh, fantastic.
Bless.
And still looking great today.
Oh, bless you.
It is deceptive. You don't look your age at all.
No, you don't.
You look
actually
at least 20 years younger. It has
very
to be said.
True.
So, if you have no idea what Steph looks like, by the way, she will be there at Pride.
I am now blushing.
You can meet her.
Hello, bless.
Meet the team at Pride. It was nice to see Darren again this evening, wasn't it?
Yes, and he gave it. It was so annoying. We ran out of time. I hate it when we get an interview where you can talk to us.
Don't forget
but yes,
the Grommet.
No, need to talk about Grommet. Go on, you tell him.
Right, the Grommet. There's a competition. So, if you buy a wristband, you get put into the hat and you can win a rainbow grommet.
It's a little statue one.
Not the full size one.
No,
not one of those. It's not one of those that were stuffed around the city last year. No,
it's a little ornament.
It's a little one.
It,
you can
and it
buy
looks
in,
fantastic. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's those you get in Cribb's Causeway in the store. In the
but there is a
store.
Condition. You have to buy it before the 1st of July. Don't you remember? Because that's when the draw is, on the 1st of July.
So you got to buy it by, what's that, next Tuesday night then, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so, but yeah,
right,
no, it's well worth doing. I mean, as Darren said, Pride is completely free. You don't have to pay to go. But if you do and you chuck £3 in the bucket, it means next year's Pride can be bigger and better. The
and
best thing, and what I would recommend you do, is buy a day supporter ticket because they cost a fiver and you can swap it for a wristband that then gives you discounted drinks and food at all of the supporting places on the day in the park. But you also get free travel within the inner zone on first as well, which you heard us talk about earlier. And for a fiver, it's worth it.
That's a bargain. Yeah.
So,
and especially when you consider the acts on the stage.
Yes. Heather Small.
I know.
What have you done to this? Oh, sorry.
Niall was doing an impersonation of Heather Small earlier.
Don't give up your day job, Andy.
I'm sorry, but it just reminds me of Miranda.
Do you know what? I don't know if I said this before, actually, on the air, but there was a feature in Attitude, I think, in that Peter Tatchell was asked, who would you be if you were on Stars in Your Eyes?
He said
a small of M people, which is quite a vision to,
You might not have heard because you were outside the studio, the Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners are coming down to lead the parade and are going to open the whole festival.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Which is brilliant.
Because let's not forget that Pride is... It's a march and it's a parade, but it's also a demonstration. There are still things to be done in the world.
Which
I think that's a fair
very
point.
Kindly leads me into my next question.
Ooh.
For you.
Oh,
because
for me?
For you. Because our next After Dark show is coming soon.
It is.
It's beginning of August, isn't it?
We hope to broadcast it
and it's all about
here
Pride.
On BCFM in August.
All about Pride and the history
it's
of, isn't
Pride,
it?
It's Pride, the history of, and what relevance Pride has today, and what does it mean to the community. So we're still sorting that out. You know, there'll be more details coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Do we know?
But if you've got any comments, then do email us.
Yeah, well, more to the point, also, if you kind of, like, remember, especially the early days when Pride were starting. Like, when did they start? Was it 60s, 70s?
The first Pride in London is... in the first official Pride, there had been... unofficial gay marches before, but the first official one was July 72.
Right.
And the first Avon one that the Outstories Project can trace back is 1976.
Oh,
so
wow.
Pride in the Old Avon Authority, based in Bristol, was going as early as 1976. Yeah. So it's a long history.
If you're listening and you remember that, or you remember subsequent ones that followed and the like, and the history of them, we would love to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Because we are, obviously, After Dark is a more in-depth show than this show. It's a roundtable discussion, and it's brilliant. The previous one's up on the website. That was all on the fetish scene, and this next one's about Pride. But we are looking for people who do remember them, those days, that can come and talk to us.
That would be wonderful.
It's not recorded here in the studio. It's recorded in a home around a table, and, you know, it's a nice,
very
relaxed atmosphere.
So you don't have to worry.
Yeah. It's not recorded live. It's all recorded.
It's all pre-recorded
because it goes out at midnight.
But we record it in real time.
We
really discuss the issues in depth.
If that's something you remember and you'd like to get involved, please email us, studio@shoutoutradio.org.uk, or just go onto the website and click on Contact Us and fill out the form there. They both go to the same place.
I think what's really nice is that they used to be called Gay Pride. Now, across the country, they're dropping the word gay, and it's Pride. Mm. It's Pride in your city, so it's diversity is inclusiveness.
Well, it's about equality, isn't it? Yep. It's about celebrating everyone.
Yes.
When you ask Darren about it, he'll always say, you know, it's not about being gay or straight or whatever. It's about everybody, you know, being proud of what they are and celebrating together.
Exactly. And I think that's nice. That's another step up.
Well, if you've got an opinion on that, what should prides rightly be called? Should they still be LGBT prides, or are they some wider diversity?
I think just call them
pride. Well, they do these days. But if people have got an opinion on that, then also contact us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see what people think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what would you call it if you didn't call it pride? I don't know.
No, I mean, that's a good excuse
for a party.
I think some of the early ones were called Gay Freedom Days.
In
the 70s in San Francisco and things like that, they were called Gay Freedom Days.
Mm. Mm.
Things have changed, though, haven't they? And especially in Europe.
It was very much a political thing originally, wasn't it? And saying, you know, we are here, don't ignore us, kind of thing. Whereas now it's celebrating equality. It's kind of changed its meaning. So it'd be interesting to see what we're covering After Dark with it.
Yeah.
Which would be good. So
I just look forward to that.
Oh, that's the wrong jingle. I'm supposed to do that one. There we go. Never mind. Oh, yeah. We'll finish
that. That's live radio, guys.
I know. It's great, isn't it? But anyway, that's it for this week. As we said, brand new After Dark is coming sooner. We'll let you know as soon as it's out.
If you can't wait, though, this show and all others, including previous After Dark, are on our website at shoutoutradio.org.
Next week we're going to carry on talking about prides as we talk to Cheryl, who's going to be reporting from Exeter for us. So live from 7 we will catch you then. Go buy your day and night.
You've got to buy a wristband.
And we'll see you live at the park as well. So, but for myself and the rest of the Shout Out team, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shout Out
LGBT Radio for you.